But thanks be unto God, God is raising up a people in this hour. And the people that know their God, Daniel says, shall be strong and shall do exploits. I cry out to God, Lord, how long more we have to wait to see this? But though the vision tarry, wait for it. It will come at the appointed time. Oh, beloved, don't give up yet. Don't give up. Hold it on. For he that will come and will not tarry. From the vision, it goes to the Lord himself. Amen. How long, Lord, before you return and end the age and set up your kingdom? Don't get weary or faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. And the only way you can stop fainting is to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm here to encourage you because in doing so, I'm encouraging myself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We all need help.
Amen.
And so God is not through with us. He's slowly shaping us and forming us. And he's reducing that old man. As we die, he's reducing him to dust and ashes. And he'll give beauty for ashes. What beauty is that? It's the beauty of the new man taking over from the old man. Hallelujah. Christ fully formed in us. My little children for whom I travail in birth. Until what?
Christ
be born in you. No, he was already born in him. And Christ be formed in you. Oh, let's cry out to God to speed up the process of change. And let's believe him to help us. Now, did I tell you last night that there's a man that we know now that came into history 600 years after Jesus? What was his name? And he claimed that Gabriel visited him in a cave and gave him the Quran. And in his Quran, Abraham fathered Ishmael. And Ishmael is the promised seed, not Isaac. If I or an angel from heaven come preaching any other gospel than you have heard, let him be accursed. And that's where the problem is. Over 2 billion people are under the curse because they believe the lie. And that's why they want to kill Christians. And yet they claim to be religious and peace-loving. It's like the communists, when they say peace, they really mean war. And you can lie because you're really telling the truth. But listen, truth and lie can't go together. What fellowship has Christ with Belial? And well, what fellowship has light with darkness? And that's what we're being told today. Oh, we got to tolerate the gay people after all. You know, they had this problem since they were born with it. Listen, you were born with sin, but you're not born gay. God said if you do this, you go to die. And if it was so then, it's still so now.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Guess what? We don't want to hear of God's commandments. So in the month of August of 2004, Judge Moore, who stood up for the commandment, was dismissed and the commandments were removed. The same day they removed the commandments, God gave a sign in the heavens. You see, what's that? The planet Mars came 36,000 miles into the orbit of the Earth. The closest it has come to Earth in over 4,000 to 5,000 years. And Mars means the red planet. Mars is linked with the word war. Mars is known as the god of war. And add all the numbers from 1 to 36, and guess what you get? 666. When you go home, add 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 36, and the sum of all numbers from 1 to 36 is 666. You know what God was saying? America, you're turning from my word, and you want to go your way? Well, if you don't go my way, you're going the way of 666, which is the number of the beast. And henceforth, you will lose peace and you will have war. And we're still in war. The war that we thought was over is not over yet. And my friends, if that doesn't touch us, we really don't love this country. And we don't really love the Lord who made this country great. We should be concerned about these things and be praying. And because we choose to go that way, God has to deal with us. So I'm just showing you it was there given as a sign. And there are many more things that are happening that God is speaking to us about. And we'll continue this, Lord willing, tomorrow. Let me see if I can give you a couple more scriptures. Galatians 6. What was the problem of the Galatians? They were trying to mix law and grace. And they were getting back into bondage. And the word man is found 6 times in Galatians. And I just will give it to you. I wouldn't take the time to read it, but you can carry this home with you. Galatians chapter 6. And you will find that the word man, verse 1, if a man be overtaken in a fault. Verse 3, if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Oh, brother, all this desire for praise and fame and glory goes down into dust when you read that one verse. Because today you got to be a great name before you are accepted in some places. Many are blowing their own horn. In some places, you know what they're doing? Some are calling themselves apostles. And they don't, I have a friend that I helped so long, and he tells his people there back, don't address me as anything else but as apostle so-and-so. When you send me an email, apostle so-and-so. I never taught him the likes of that in any way, but he's getting help from a group that likes to have these things, and so birds of a feather flock together. And some want prophet so-and-so. The true prophets of God never go calling themselves prophets. True apostles of God never call themselves apostles. John the Baptist said, I'm a voice in the wilderness. And what did Jesus say of him? Among them that are born of women, there is not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Does that mean God doesn't have apostles and prophets? No, he has them. But these don't call themselves and make names for themselves. Let a man's life be the evidence of who he is. So they're self-proclaimed apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. May we read that verse about 1,000 times. Verse 3, for if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing. Whom does God use? Base things? Foolish things? Despise things? Weak things? And the things that are not or the nothings.
Amen. Thank you.
When you're willing to be nothing, then he becomes everything. Oh, brother. You know what Paul says? I am what I am by the grace of God. Without God's grace, forget it. We're doomed to destruction. Thank God we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. Look at the next verse. Verse 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for every man shall bear his own burden. That doesn't mean they are not burdens that we share, but there are some burdens we have to bear. Yes, sir. We need to know the difference. And you'll find the word man 6 times there, because Paul is correcting some wrong things in the Galatian assembly. But why is he doing it? Because he wants us to be like David, a man after God's own heart, who will do all his will. Oh Lord, help us to be sold out to you 100%. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm about to close. That doesn't mean half an hour. And I want to go back to a man named Daniel. And when he was addressed, you know what he was called? Oh, man, greatly beloved. Daniel 8:17. Oh, man, greatly beloved. You know what Daniel means, beloved? God is my judge. If God is our judge, then we have to judge ourselves every day as we come in the light and we ask him to search us. Every day we need to come under his inspection under the cleansing blood, under the washing of the word, under the purging of the spirit. And that was the man Daniel was, because when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace, where was Daniel? That's a good question for our brothers and sisters in Christ. How come Daniel wasn't there? Did he forsake his friends? Read the chapter before he was promoted over all of Babylon. But not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were promoted, but not over all of Babylon. I'm just going to leave that with you. Not trying to explain anything. Even put him in a lion's den and the angels are there to protect him.
Thank you.
And the world may not know you, but heaven sees you.
Amen.
Praise God. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Isn't it good to know God is looking after us?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We yearn to see him face to face, and that day is not too far away. Oh, man. 92 times Ezekiel is called Son of Man. And Daniel is called one time Son of Man. If you read chapter 10, verse 19. Why Son of Man? Because these men were walking like the one who is the image of the invisible God. These men were sold out to God. And that's why when God called Ezekiel, Son of Man, stand on your feet, he's simply saying, don't grovel on the ground and look at things like the beast. Stand up and look up. Hallelujah. Now there's another word for a man. And it gets bigger and bigger. I have to restrain myself. It's the word upright. What does the word upright mean? To be continued, same place, tomorrow. That's another word for man. And God is described as upright. He's called, thou most upright dost weigh the path of men. What is upright? To be continued. You see, God is dealing with all the crookedness in us. Let it be, Lord. And John the Baptist prophesied, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. That's the work he's doing inside of us. Things we used to do, we can't get off with now. The Holy Spirit is there, convicting, reproving, bringing us to transparency before God. We're judging ourselves. Yes. And if we are willing to go through it now, we don't have to be ashamed when we stand before him.
Thank you.
What does John tell us? Little children, abide in him. And when he shall appear, we shall have confidence and not be ashamed at his coming. That is telling us a whole volume. Are we willing to pray, even so come, Lord Jesus? Or are we saying, Lord, give us more time? But when John saw all that was happening, he ended the book with a prayer. What was the prayer? Even so, come. In spite of all that has to happen, you come within us and come and change us and make us ready to see you face to face. And bring us into the fullness of your image and stature. May God bless you tonight. I have to stop. Yes. Thanks for reminding me. We read a scripture. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. That's in Matthew, but in Psalm 8 it is given, thou hast perfected praise. So I was telling Brother Earl and his wife Sylvia today, I said, I read a story recently about a group of Chinese children who were singing carols in Red China. And police saw them and warned them, but they continued singing. So they arrested this group of children who were singing carols in honor of the Lord and took them to the police station. And while they were lecturing to them, the children started singing again. They got so mad, they sent for their parents and said, you had better tell these children to keep quiet. And the parents came, but they were not too sure they wanted the children to keep quiet, so the children started singing again. And, you know, that infuriated them even more. And they found out that those children were not intimidated by their threats. And in simple faith, they were singing because they believed what they were singing. You know what was the end of the story? They sent them home. They sent them home because it was the power of the Holy Spirit that restrained their madness from killing them. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. But the same is, has ordained strength. Let God arise, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. The devil's group was silenced by the praises of these children.
Thank you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
I don't know what will come on us here. But they're trying to stifle the praises of Jesus in our schools, in our families, if they can do it. Nowadays, they don't even want you to have a home fellowship meeting in some states. Ah. Soon they will tell you what to preach. But praise God, you shall know the truth. So while the devil is doing his work and forming man in his image, God is doing his work.
Thank you.
And God is shaping his people. And we are about to see a breakthrough into the spiritual realm. I believe we're very close to it. And I'll tell you why. To be continued tomorrow. Shall we pray?